Welcome to Meditating on Self-Love Podcast, the place for those on the road to self-acceptance, all about self-love and affirming your God-given power. I'm your host, Yael Rose. Stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Meditating on Self-Love Podcast, Season 5, Episode 15. If you are new here, welcome. I'm your host, Yael Rose, author of The 5 Stages of Self-Love and Dear Father God Prayer Book. And I want to welcome you to our cozy corner of the podcast world. In today's show, we'll explore morning affirmations for a new you. As always, I want to thank anyone who has supported this podcast or my books this year. And before we get into today's episode, please let's take the time to write a book review, get your 2024 prayer calendar, and share this podcast with someone you know will benefit from it. I thank you for doing so. This is the last episode of 2023, and I want to thank you for tuning in consistently and showing your support. I pray this year ends well for you all, and I pray as we all move into the new year, we have joy and health. I categorize the new you as the version of yourself you can consistently uphold and maintain no matter where you are or who you are around. I find that a new you is not about adding a lot of new things all at once, but it's more about stripping down to the core values, essentials, and truth you need to function as your best self. The new you is never going to be perfect, but I want us to consider the tasks and the things we did that made the most positive impact on our life this year. And I believe we should use that as a guide to incorporate more of those positive things into the upcoming year. What are the core things you need to keep you moving forward or balanced each day? This may look like opening up the Bible app before any other social media app in the morning, just to start your day with peace, doing the core things like waking up at a time that best suits your daily schedule, eating. You may want to start looking into eating for your hormones, or just tracking what foods make you feel your best versus what foods do not. Or maybe you start to find an exercise specifically for your body type or your stress level. You may want to do longer walks inside or outside instead of high intensity interval trainings. These are just examples. Again, I suggest to start by assessing things that changed your life for the better this year. And don't worry, you'll have time in this episode to start doing just that. So to close out this year, join me in a New Year's prayer from my book, Dear Father God, A Collection of Morning and Night Prayers. Dear Father God, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. As I approach the last week of this year, I seek your wisdom and guidance. Bless and protect me during this time. Please forgive my known and unknown sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Bible verse. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Psalm 90, verse 12. Now, when we come back, we will experience morning affirmations for a new you and a journal writing prompt you won't want to miss. Stay tuned.
I'm so grateful to have this platform to grow alongside you on your self-love journey. And for moments when I need inspiration, my go-to is the prayer book, Dear Father God, a collection of morning and night prayers. And I want to extend this prayer book to you.
Morning affirmations for a new you. Find a quiet place to relax. I will present each affirmation with time in between to meditate, journal, or just breathe. Today, I welcome new opportunities into my life. Today, I welcome new opportunities into my life. Today, I focus on making the best choices for my overall well-being. Today, I focus on making the best choices for my overall well-being. love and attract others who appreciate and respect me. Confident, capable, and ready to tackle any challenges that come my way. I am confident, capable, and ready to tackle any challenges that come my way. I trust in my ability to make sound decisions and create a life I love. I trust in my ability to make sound decisions and create a life I love. Today, I maintain the sound decisions that make me healthy. Today, I maintain the sound decisions that make me healthy. Lastly, I embrace God's presence with me every step of the way. I embrace God's presence with me every step of the way. Thank you. we can stay here for a few more moments, embracing the new you each day. Be well.
Thank you for being a listener. This season, if you've taken the quiz, read the book, and listened to the podcast, and still have specific questions, you can always email me. And if we both agree coaching is needed, I can make this available to you. Just as a reminder, we have the 5 Stages of Self-Love book available on Amazon right now. Now stick around for a journal writing prompt you won't want to miss.
Thank you for sticking around for this week's journal writing prompt. Here is today's journal writing prompt. Answer: make a list of the things that changed your life for the better this year. As always, support this podcast by sharing, writing reviews, or supporting the 2024 calendar while supplies last. Or consider getting your copy of the books for yourself or someone else. Happy journaling. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to this season 5 episode of Meditating on Self-Love podcast. There are hundreds of thousands of podcasts, and I appreciate you listening. Please support this podcast by sharing it, liking, and leaving a review. Make sure to take the 5 Stages of Self-Love quiz. Get the 5 Stages of Self-Love book available on Amazon right now. Support on Cash App. Follow me on social media and share episode requests. For all advice, coaching, sponsorship, and other inquiries, email me at hello@iamyourrose.com. And until next time,